The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. This is Scrapponomics, and I'm your host, Michael Bass, with Friedland Industries. Let's get started. The hardest thing to understand in the world is the income tax. Albert Einstein. It's that time of year again. Taxes. In celebration that Tax Day, April 15th, is over, Friedland will hold our annual Document Destruction Day. It's the one day out of the year that we confidentially shred paper for the public for free, and it's always the Saturday after Tax Day, this year being April 18th. Whether you're an individual with one bag of paper documents or a company with 100 banker boxes, you can bring your paper documents to our facility that day from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., and you can watch them get confidentially shredded for free. While we enjoy the celebration as much as the public does, seriously, it's amazing to see the look of clarity on people's faces when they see 20 years worth of documents get shredded in seconds. We do get some frequently asked questions about what can go through our paper shredders. Hopefully, we can help clear things up for you. First of all, staples, paper clips, those small paper clip clamps, rubber bands, and even those thin metal or plastic spiral bindings you would find on a notebook, those are completely fine. You don't need to remove them from your documents. So don't worry. You won't need to spend countless labor hours just to participate in Document Destruction Day. The only thing our paper shredders can't handle are the large paper clip clamps and thick three-ring binders. If you have any of those, you'll need to remove them from your documents. But the good news is, we can still recycle them as scrap for you. Just make sure they're in a separate box from the paper documents. Next week, we'll go over some examples of what type of records you might want to have confidentially shredded. Hopefully, we'll be able to help make the process less intimidating. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scrapponomics, Understanding the Fundamental Economics of Recycling. To learn more, go to recyclelansing.com.